What did he call it?
I think he said he called it a sawbuck.
Well, he's absolutely right. Because that's what we used to call them around here, sawbucks.
Well, I've heard them called sawracks, too.
And sawrack, sawbuck, and sawrack.
But they're certainly handy if you got to cut up a small
wood. Yeah, but who in the devil wants to cut wood?
Well, that's right. Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Who was it that used to go out and chop wood? Teddy Roosevelt, wasn't it?
Yeah, I've cut many a rick of wood for 50 cents a rick. And then worked all day long, cut 2-3 ricks of wood.
I worked in the Forest Service once. We were out cutting trees up. We had some big pines, so they were about 3-3.5 feet through. And we'd cut them up in lengths like this so we could get in our stove. We started at 8, we worked till about 10 minutes of 5 when we got a fire call. We were out, and they brought us our dinner at 3:30 the next morning. One that we had to cook in, and he cooked some beans down in the canyon, and we got to go down and eat them. Ooh, they were good.
Well, I'll tell you, nothing tastes better than most any kind of food after you've cut wood all day.
When you were a boy, did you ever put a plank over one of these and get a boy and, or a child on each end?
Oh, seesaw?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we used to seesaw a lot.
Did you ever take a stump and drive a pin in it, then take a board and drill a hole in the board and put it over the pin so that the board would go round and round?
Oh, may a merry-go-round or a, yeah, we used to do that on the farm. What do they call them besides the merry-go-round?
Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny. That's right. I haven't heard that in years, but that's what, when we were a kid, we'd always make a flying Jenny.
Oh, they go, don't they?
I'm telling you, you've taken me back. Flying Jenny.
Did you have enough snow around here in the winter to slide?
No. We've never had very little snow around this part of the country.
Did you have, one of those weapons that you make out of pieces of rubber and a crotch.
And nigger shooter.
Yeah. Where'd you get the rubber for that thing?
Out of old inner tubes.
You know, I got an old inner tube a couple years ago. I made one. I wanted for snakes when I went fishing. I cut some great big thick pieces. I thought, well, I'm strong now. I'll make it and shoot right through a wall. That darn beautiful rubber won't stretch.
Never will forget. One time as a kid, I called one of those slingshots, a nigger shooter in front of a nigger. And she says, young man, that is not a nigger shooter. That is a slingshot.
She was offended, huh?
She was offended, that's right.
Oh, I had something like that happen. I was up in Wisconsin. I'd forgotten that I had a Negro student in the class. And I said, well, we'll see. Well, I was building up a fine example. I got right to the climax. And I said, but you have detected, no doubt, that there is a nigger in the woodpile. Oh, my. Believe me, from then on, I always regarded her as a nigger.
Yeah.
And I remembered it. Did you have one of those vehicles with one wheel and two handles around the
wheel bar?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wheel bar. That's the only thing I can think of ever been called. The Irish had a different name for it, but I don't know what it was.
Were there many Irish around here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's quite a few. Most of them were brick masons, rock masons, and plasters.
Huh. Well, what did you sharpen your axes and things like that on?
Oh, old sandstone foot pedal grinders. What in the devil did we call them?